Narayana Namaskritya Narote Vam Narotamam Devim Saraswati Vyasan Tato Jayam Gudirayat Nashtapayisu Abhatrisu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhavato Tamasloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Hare Krishna, Adityapuri. So we'll start with Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 18, Text 42, which I will chant three times, and anyone who feels so inclined can chant after I'm done chanting. Navaidipi Naradevam Parakyam Samatum Ahasya Vipakva Bude Yateja Sadubhishahena Gupta Vidanti Badranya Utobaya Praja Navaidipi Naradevam Parakyam Samatum arhasya vipakva bude yatejasa durvisha hena gupta vidanti badranya kutopaya praja navainipi naradevam parakyam samatum arhasya vipakva bude yatejasa Durvisha kena gupta vidanti badranya kutobaya praja Hare Krishna. Alright, word for word. Na, never. Ve, as a matter of fact. Nebi, by any man. Naradevam, unto a man god. Paraakyam, who is transcendental. Samatum, placed on equal footing. Arhasi, by the prowess. Avipakva, unripe or immature. Ude, intelligence. Yat, of whom. Tejasa, by the prowess. Divishahina, unsurpassable. Gupta, protected. Vindanti, enjoys. Badrani, all prosperity. Akuto Bhaya, completely defended. Praja, the subjects. Translation by His Divine Grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Oh my boy, your intelligence is immature, and therefore you have no knowledge that the King, who is the best among human beings, is as good as the personality of Godhead. He is never to be placed on an equal footing with common men. The citizens of the state live in prosperity, being protected by his unsurpassable prowess. Text 43. Alakshyamani naradevanamni ratanga padvayam anga loka Tadahi chau ra prachuro vinangshati arakshamano vivarutavat kshanat. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. My dear boy, the Lord who carries the wheel of a chariot is represented by the monarchical regime. And when this regime is abolished, the whole world becomes filled with thieves, who then at once vanquish the unprotected subjects scattered like lambs. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, the monarchical regime represents the Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead. A king is said to be the representative of the absolute personality of Godhead, because he is trained to acquire the qualities of God to protect the living beings. The battle of Kurukshetra was planned by the Lord to establish the real representative of the Lord, Maharaj Yudhisthira. An ideal king, thoroughly trained by culture and devotional service, with the martial spirit, makes a perfect king. Such a personal monarchy is far better than the so-called democracy of no training and responsibility. The thieves and rogues of modern democracy seek election by misrepresentation of votes, and the successful rogues and thieves devour the mass of population. One trained monarch is far better than hundreds of useless ministerial rogues. And it is hinted herein that by abolition of the monarchical regime like that of Maharaj Parikshit, the mass of people become open to many attacks of the age of Kali. They are never happy in an overly advertised form of democracy. The result of such a kinglex administration is described in the following verses. Oma Ginati Birandesya, Yana Ginashalakaya, Chakshu Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutali Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadatika Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Sicha Shri Rupa Sagidatam Sahagana Argunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lita Shri Vishakam Vitam Sicha E Krishna Karna Sindhu Dinabandhi Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tata Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Shabanu Sute Devi Paramami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpataru Vishya Kripa Sindhivya Eva Chapatita Nam Bhavane Vya Vaishnavi Vya Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sirveda Gadara Shivachari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Praya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sanyavari Paschatyadi Shitagini Momahavaranyaya Krishna Prima Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gurat Senimaha Ananda Lidamaya Vigrahaya Hima Vidivita Vishundaraya Tasmi Maha Prima Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. So text 42 in this translation: O my boy, your intelligence is immature, and therefore you have no knowledge that the king, who is the best among human beings, is as good as the personality of Godhead. He is never to be placed on an equal footing with common men. The citizens of the state live in prosperity, being protected by his unsurpassable prowess. Text 43 in this translation: My dear boy, the Lord, who carries a wheel, the wheel of a chariot, is represented by the monarchical regime. And when this regime is abolished, the whole world becomes filled with thieves, who then at once vanquish the unprotected subject like scattered animals. Scattered lambs, sorry. So, these two verses are from the lips of Shyamakrishi, the father of Sringi, the young Brahmin boy who cursed Maharaj Parikshit to die in 7 days. He has now gotten out of his trance, his meditation. And the meditation was interrupted by his own son's loud crying. He's out of the meditation. He's seen a dead snake around his neck, kind of knew what had happened, Just simply, it's a death date, he threw it away, end of the case. But after he inquired from his young son why he was in such a tearful mood, the boy explained up to the point of having cursed Maharaj Parikshit to die in 7 days. And now, the boy's father, Shyamakrishi, is weighing the situation. What Maharaj Parikshit did to him versus what his boy, his son, had done to Maharaj Parikshit. There were so many things that Sringi is the young Brahmin boy, did not take into consideration when he pronounced the curse. In fact, he wasn't thinking. So his own father says, "Oh my boy, your intelligence is immature." So he just comes right out and tells him, you've not done something that makes sense. You simply haven't. And now you've actually brought out a situation that's going to be more difficult to deal with. More difficult at several levels. So he starts by defining who a king is and who Maharaj Parikshit in particular is. Because he's not just an ordinary king. He's a pure devotee of the Lord. He's a Raja Rishi. And now, you've shortened his life. And he's going to leave in 7 days. So then he says, you are not thinking. Your intelligence is immature. So you don't even know that the king, who is the best among human beings, is as good as the personality of Godhead. Sometimes when devotees are compared to the personality of Godhead and say that they are as good as the personality of Godhead, it has to do with the function that the pure devotee is actually performing. And when they say as good as the personality of Godhead, it means if the personality of Godhead were performing that function, that the Lord would perform it in pretty much the same mood as the pure devotee would perform that function. So from that standpoint, he is doing the work very much approved, the way he's handling it, very much approved by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So as far as the work goes, he is in fact acting as a good representative for the people and also representing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Leading the people nicely, serving the people nicely. So now, Shyamakrishi tells Sringi, this personality that you've cursed is never to be placed at the same level with common men. In other words, you, Sringi, looked at him as a common man. As a matter of fact, Sringi did more than that. He went into the Varnas and labeled him and his father as Brahmins, and the king as a Kshatriya, and according to the Varna categories, the Brahmins are over the Kshatriyas. Brahmins supposed to be the head, and Kshatriyas supposed to be the arms. Brahmins are supposed to be a mode of goodness, and Kshatriyas is a mode of passion. But see, when it comes to the pure devotee, all of that does not matter. Maharaj Parikshit was an excellent king. And this is the work that had been done by Krishna. He followed the request of Mother Bhumi and came to the world. Of course, he always has the internal reasons for coming also. But the external reasons was to get rid of the demoniac people who had taken over kingship in different parts of the world. And so when he did that, first, even when he was as a baby, he started getting rid of the demons the council was sending. Then in the end, he arranged for the Kurukshetra War that got rid of these demoniac kings. And of course, he also extended mercy by many of the soldiers going to heavenly higher planets, as you say. Some of them went to the spiritual world. And won't get into the detail for that. But everybody's life got better. That took part in it. in the war. So the Lord extends mercy like that because he knows that we have these physical bodies and they are bodies for the jail. And when he causes us to leave the body and we're connected with him one way or the other, then we're going to his abode. The spiritual world where we don't use physical bodies and where life has no anxiety in any way. It's all blissful, the highest happiness. So that was what Krishna's plan was. And he had put Maharaj Yudhishthira there, and Maharaj Yudhishthira, when he left with the Pandavas, he trained Maharaj Parikshit and then gave the whole rule of the planet, the rulership to him. And now you, over a small situation like this, have caused such a big problem. What's gonna happen? First of all, he explains to Shringi, the citizens of a state live in prosperity because Maharaj Parikshit is unsurpassable in his prowess and he protects all of them. If we could say that for it, you know, in Kali Yuga state that we're living in now, there is some measure of protection, of course, by the police, but there's also all kinds of things that happen that are unfortunate, from the politics part of it. So here, this boy, his father continues to explain to him. The next text. My dear boy, the Lord who carries the wheel of a chariot is represented by the monarchical regime. It's represented by the monarchical regime. Kingship. And the king is trained on how to be a good king. We'll talk about some of that detail later because, Bhishma Dev, when he was on the bed of arrows, getting ready to leave the body, Krishna was there, Pandavas were there, and Krishna requested Bhishma Dev to explain some things about how a ruler, a good person who is taking charge of rulership, should rule. It's not easy to be a good king, but he explains so many things, so we'll get to that a little later. So, the monarchical regime is the one that represents the Lord. And when this regime is abolished, as Shyamakrishna is explaining, then the whole world becomes filled with thieves, who then at once vanquish the unprotected subjects, like scattered lambs. That means the subjects are not able to deal with the onslaught of the thieves who plunder everything. Who really, really plunder everything. And this goes on when you don't have good government, good king. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada first explains the king is the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead because he is trained to acquire the qualities of God to protect the living beings. Very important point. A person just doesn't get out there with money and say, okay, vote for me, and then says all kinds of things that are supposed to be promises that he or she claims that they're going to keep. And then when people leave them and vote for them and they finally get into power, they realize that there's more to that particular position and there's not as much say. They are, you know, personalities that have some of the power, if not more than even the person who has won. This is in the democratic type state. And whatever they say they're going to do becomes just an empty promise. Sometimes they know, the politicians know it's an empty promise they're giving. Sometimes they actually want to do it, but then they change their minds because there are some, and they never really explain why, but you know, there are some situations that they find themselves in that make them think twice about fulfilling that particular promise. So, first, in a monarchical regime trained personality, a good king who is also a devotee of the Lord is a good representative because he will protect the living beings. And Chipapa goes on to say that the Battle of Kurukshetra was planned by the Lord to establish the real representative of the Lord, as we had talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. So, this was important. Krishna wanted Maharaj Yudhisthira to be king, and then he would also be followed by other Rajarishis with good training, because it would not have been enough just to, you know, adhere to the request of Mother Bhumi. Because Mother Bhumi says, please remove the demoniac king. It's causing so much trouble. It would not have been enough for Krishna to just remove these demoniac kings without replacing them with pious kings and a pious and well-trained emperor. That was necessary. So he had that done. And now, the age of Kali is coming. Maharaj Parikshit's kingdom is very well run. But Kali is looking for a way to break through. And Sringi literally gave Kali the way to break through. And now the king is going to lead. But the Lord's plan is there also, because Kali Yuga had actually set in. And some people had begun to, in Maharaj Parikshit's kingdom, had begun to live sinful life, and he heard about it. He wanted to root it out, but Krishna wanted him to go back. Go back to the spiritual world. And so, Krishna did the substitute. He came in word, Srimad Bhagavatam. And so Maharaj Parikshit was used in such a way that Srimad Bhagavatam could be spoken. The Lord was gone. He had finished his pastime. He had left. Everything is done by his own supreme will. But he had left us Srimad Bhagavatam by Maharaj Parikshit hearing it for those 7 days that he had been cursed. After which he was to leave the body. He was going to be killed by, bitten by a snake bird. So Srila Prabhupada makes a claim, and this is done in so many parts of the purpose that is given in the Shastra, that monarchy is far better than democracy, because nobody gets trained in a democratic situation. They just listen to what the candidates say they're going to do, and then they vote somebody. And these days they vote even the person who is less of a problem, not even a good person, less of a problem than the other person, while the politicians just hurl all kinds of complaints and negativity at each other. It becomes a very difficult situation, tasteless situation to have to go through to vote for them. But Srila Prabhupada explains here, personal monarchy is far better than the so-called democracy with no training. And now, of course, so many things are happening because there's no proper king. Now, here are some qualities of a proper king. Now, we say these because a king is a leader. And some of us are parents, so we are leaders for our children. Some people are spiritual masters. Not even initiated spiritual masters necessarily, who are, of course, gurus. But there are Shiksha Gurus, to those who give instructions. Therefore, there are those who listen to the instructions that the Shiksha Gurus give. So, here are some qualities that would be important, generally. A good king loves the people. And they show their love by being sensitive to the emotions of the people and also the needs of the people. They supply the needs. Prahlad Maharaj, when he became king, he practically emptied all the treasury by just getting the standard of the people. Was so sensitive to the people's welfare that he gave them quite a bit of wealth from the treasury. Just let them have it. So they love people and then they're sensitive to the emotions and also their needs. The second point for a proper king is, a king helps people to feel happy and secure. Happy and secure. They're protective in that way. And they create lasting value at all times. Things, the decisions that they make help the people to live a decent life for ages and ages and ages. So the decisions they make are very valuable to the people. That's what is meant by they create lasting value. They also convey truth, abiding truth. They help the people to realize that being truthful is better than not being truthful. They lead by that example. They have good character and they lead that way. So what they teach, they also live by. They also are principle-centered. Things are like that. Things are set up. And this is how we follow things. The Varnas are set up. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra. So everything is laid out wonderfully. And so the people understand, based on their propensities, where they fit and what they can do. They also look to the future to give some vision about how the people that they're ruling would grow and get a better type of life. In other words, they're looking for ways in which they can improve life on the planet that they rule. So they are powerful visionaries in that way. They also keep everyone engaged according to their propensities. The things that people like to do, if they're doing it and they like it, they feel a whole lot better in doing it than when they're doing something that they're not so connected with. So according to the propensities, in fact, the different varnas are arranged based on propensities also. They don't do everything themselves. They do give empowerment, even though they're the main leader, major powers with them. But they do empower others and delegate responsibilities to others. And finally, a good leader sees himself or herself as a servant of the people. So a good leader is actually a servant leader. And that way, people do in fact get left a culture of excellence that endures for a long time. But when we don't have proper leadership, then so many imbalances occur and so much crisis also occurs in the lives of the citizens. So, why do these crises occur, especially when it comes to the different situations with the weather? Because the leader, a proper leader, is one that makes the demigods happy also, just by how they serve the people. The people become good people, they are protected, they are truthful, they live a decent, more mode of goodness life. So under that proper leadership then, the demigods will also reciprocate by just showering the people with food, good health, good wealth. The rivers can give pearls. And the land is very fertile. There will be enough rain. The moon would come at a good time to also, get the vegetables, be very, very sweet. People are generally happy. Yes, they have to work, but things are provided. There is abundance. Why is a king necessary anyway? Let's just go to the beginning. A king is necessary because in Kali Yuga, people are sinful. There's always Maya trying to do something to somebody's mind to get them to be sinful. So if the society was perfect and nobody would be sinful, then nobody was sinful, then the king's role is not so important. But because people are sinful, sometimes it becomes necessary to punish. And the king is the one that exacts punishment. Anyway, so kings are needed for, that's one of those roles of the king enforcing the law so that everybody obeys the law and people don't start causing problems for others. So, a king, though, is also under trial. Under trial from what Maya can do. Therefore, for a king to be strong, the first thing a king has to do is conquer their own senses. They have to be in control of their senses. Sense control is one of the things that Srila Prabhupada has put in the way a devotee is supposed to live their lives. The king is very, very, even for a king is even more important. Because when the king makes a mistake, or when the leader makes a mistake, that mistake affects everybody. Let me give a simpler example. A teacher. A teacher has students that he or she teaches. Suppose the teacher starts saying something, writing something on the board that's new, of course, new to the students. They're just listening and trying to understand and then copying and making notes. But the teacher writes something on the board and that thing is wrong. Do the students know? Of course not. Unless the teacher says something that in some intelligent student's mind, it doesn't seem to gel with what's been written later, then they may ask a question about it. Other than that, what the teacher says is what the student writes as notes. So if you have 80 students in a class and the teacher writes on the board, say 80 students in an auditorium, teacher writes something wrong on the board, they all copy it in their notes, so there are now the 80 mistakes. So a king's role is very, very, very important. And it is important that they do things correctly. Of course, if you make a mistake, they have to apologize. And there's ways to go about that. We'll get into detail about it. But still, the king's role is that important. So first, they have to conquer their own senses so they don't get tempted and get into unfortunate situations. Because whatever area that a leader is weak, that's the area he's likely to sell out on his people. Do something that people will feel very, very unfortunate, or they'll be affected one way or the other. If someone as a leader, a leader, he has a weakness for money, that would be the area of failure for that person. So no one can be a strong leader without regulating the senses. Now, here are some of the things that Bhishma says about a true leader. A true leader is above duplicity. Means that the leader should be straightforward in the dealings. Srila Prabhupada talks about it, it's called a satovritti. The king should be straightforward in both words and the conduct. And then, to a good leadership, there should be balance. Bhishma Dev was explaining to Maharaj Yudhishthira is that there's danger in being too mild. Because if a king is too mild, that king will be disregarded. Oh, we can do anything and get away with it. So the people won't have enough respect for him or what he says. But the king at the same time must also avoid the other extreme of being too fierce. Because when a king is too fierce, then the people will fear him. And that doesn't create a happy state of affairs. And speaking about that, some of us have been brought up where our fathers were very, 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 very fierce. They get angry easily, and they exact heavy punishment for whatever things that a person, the children do wrong. This is a while back. I don't know, maybe it's still being done. Hopefully not, but the children, sometimes in some schools, in the British colonized countries especially, teachers were told that you can use a whip and whip a child for doing something wrong. And so the teachers were doing it, the parents were doing it. And those who were very fierce in doing that, the children started being afraid of them. Very, very afraid of them. Of course, that won't create a happy state of affairs. We are not saying that children should not be punished when they do something wrong, but punishment is for correction and not a situation where people will be very, 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 very fearful. So see, a part of the Gurukula system, he says, if you get upset as a teacher, you can say things, not insults, but say things to warn, but never hit. Demand it, never hit. Don't hit the children. So anyway, another point about a king, and this we can use ourselves too, that compassion is there. It should be there. And the compassion compels a king to consider the people's welfare before the king's own welfare. So the king's duty is to the people. He should take care of them. First, with no thoughts of pleasing himself first. So he should subordinate his own wishes and desires to those of the people. You take care of the people first. And when they're okay, then you look to, take care of yourself. So the leader's first duty is to the people. And he should be careful to make sure that the people are comfortable, their aspirations are possible to get, so that they will be in a pleasurable situation. So good leadership means thinking first of the welfare of others before thinking of oneself. A leader should be like a parent too, Bhishma Dev was telling you this year. He should guard the people just like a mother guards a child. In other words, he should be emotionally involved in making sure that his constituents are in a better situation. So that you get to know them. He should be approachable. The constituents, the people that are he's ruling, or he or she is ruling, should feel that they can voice their concerns. Now, the leader himself should harbor no malice. They should not have any kind of ill feelings towards others. When a situation comes up that is negative, the king should deal with it, and after that, that's it. Not that the king should keep holding some things against other people. They did this, did this, and then every time they see this particular person, then it's a different mood, a negative mood towards that person. That would not be a good king, because people will pick up on it. And the person that is unhappy will now begin to gossip and say negative things about the king. Next thing you know, people are not trusting the king so much. So what has to be dealt with? If it's negative, deal with it, finish with it, and again, everybody is dealt with just like a mother would take care of a child. So, there is, obviously with all of that, the conclusion is that a good king is not easy to get, and it's not easy to rule well. You have to be balanced. You have to be in control of your senses. You have to have no malice. And so this is some of the things that a king has to have at the back of his mind to be a good king. So Maharaj Pariksit was trained in all of this and more. And more. But unfortunately, Shenge did something that was very, very, very bad. Anyway, the father apologized to Krishna on the boy's behalf, because the father was an experienced Brahmin and his son was an immature Brahmin. So we have to be careful how we deal with things and advise our own children also and what to do, what not to do. Sometimes some people say, Yeah, they can learn. They can learn. They're grown children, especially grown children. They can learn. They find out. They'll make some mistakes. Yeah, but I'm one of those people. I say, all right, so they may make some mistakes and need to have some adjustment, but you definitely should be also advising. What's the point of being mature and not using it to help your grown son or daughter? Mm-hmm. Not everything has to be learned the hard way. There should definitely be advice. Mm-hmm. And when things happen that slip through the cracks, then sure, you can deal with it. And then, you know, advice on what to do, how to do certain things. That way that the grown child can also trust the parent. So, yes, these things that Bhishma Dev was telling Maharaj Yudhishthira also applies to other leaders in different situations. So, Maharaj Yudhishthira was gone, Maharaj Parikshit was now going to be gone too, because of what had happened. But Krishna is here in words, in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the sound, in the instructions, and so the bodhis have not been left high and dry. Even though they may not be the greatest leadership now on the planet, but there is the great book, Krishna himself, as Srimad Bhagavatam. And so when we discuss that, we will get so much advice from, just like it is in Bhagavad Gita, Makita Makita Prana, Bodhyantas Taparasparam, Katayantas Chamam Nityam, Tushanticha Romanticha. The pure devotees of the Lord, they discuss about the Lord so many ways. They derive bliss, literally, from discussing things about the Lord and enthusing each other about the Supreme Personality of Godhead's pastime. So that is always available for us. And so let's take advantage of it. Yes, it may be that Sringi did what he did, but we got Srimad Bhagavatam out of it. And Srimad Bhagavatam is a spotless Purana, Bhagavad Purana. And in the 18,000 texts, there is so much in different subjects. And the bottom line is, Savai Punsam, Ro Dharmo, Yato Bhakti, Ahoksiti, Ahoitiki, Apatiyata, Vidyatma, Supersiddhati. The main function of everybody is to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead with no expectation of reward, and you don't quit either. That means you serve out of love, and that will please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will please Guru, and ultimately will please our own senses too, when we connect our senses to serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. So, thank you for allowing me to do this service. And now, dear devotees, you can unmute yourselves and either ask a question, share a realization, or make some other comment as you like. Hare Krishna. So, any comments or questions? Hare Krishna. Accept mine. Go see the Prabhupada. Yes, it's good. It's good to eat it. There's actually more. This is just part of the instructions. But there's more that one can pick up and use in one's life, you know, especially in leadership positions. Yeah, Maharaj Yudhishthira was very fortunate that Krishna arranged for Bhishma Dev to tell him so much about rulership. And yeah, there's so much advice there that we still can use in our own lives. Hare Krishna. It's a good temptation, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Any other comments or questions? All right, if there are none, then we thank you very much for today's class, coming to be part of it, to hear, and hopefully will all help us to be better devotees. Vanchakalpatarubhischa kripa sundibhya eva cha patitanam pavanevyo vaishyavevyo namo namaha. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai. Hare Krishna. Jai. Hare Krishna. Tulsi Prabhupada.